Hello and welcome to another Cup of Tea show on the Anfield Wrap. I'm Harriet Pryor and today I'm delighted and honoured to be joined by Riley Foster, the Liverpool women's goalkeeper. Riley's life changed back in the November of 2021 while she was in Finland on holiday during an international break, and she was part of a car crash where she sustained life-changing injuries. We reflect on that and the importance of hope later on in the show. But first of all, I wanted to chat to Riley about her connection to the club and the city. Both of her grandparents were born in Liverpool and she was brought up as a lifelong Red.
Being in Canada, you wouldn't think I'd have much of a connection to Liverpool itself, but my grandparents moved to Canada after the war and they kind of created home, created life, where they raised my dad and his sisters. So growing up really for me was all I knew was football. Like it was every moment I knew my grandparents were watching me play. Every moment I knew we were going to my grandparents' house to watch the footy, like everything was always football. Liverpool was like the only thing we watched. It was kind of like a religion. Whether when my grandma passed, we'd have my granddad over for like breakfast to watch the match because the games would be in the morning for us. It was just like a really good, healthy environment all the time. And it was very competitive within the family. We'd always be, I kid you not, like it'd be 7 a.m. My dad's waking me up to wake me up to watch the match.
Yeah, because you're on the different time zones, aren't you? So you're having to keep up with it.
Always like that. So I can, like, my best memories are times where it's early in the morning, my dad's gone to Tim Hortons, and he's gotten everyone, like, coffee. He got me a tea because I don't drink coffee. And I was always drinking tea. We got Timbits for the family, and we'd all be on the couch snuggled in watching the match. And, like, that was every weekend, day in and day out. And that's, like, my best highlights.
And did you feel that connection to Liverpool as a city and as a club from that young age growing up, even though you were so far away geographically? Did you feel really like you understood what was going on here?
Yeah, I think my grandparents did a really good job painting the picture of what life was like before. I think just how they carried themselves and who they were as people very much so represents Liverpoolians. Like for me, just a kind heart, the authentic, raw personality that they had. And they carried with themselves the way they raised my dad, but also how they took care of me and pushed me to be the best version of myself. My dad did a really good job educating me as well because he was a massive Liverpool fan growing up as well. So it's just everything we knew. We'd always talk about players and like always competing with my teammates' dads and stuff saying, oh, like Manchester United is the best team. I was like, oh, name me five players, go on. No one could. It was always a competition. So I think my connection to the city just grew just because of how curious I was, but also how much it was like introduced to me as a young age.